Today, I thought it would be a good idea to speak about personal responsibility. Now, one of the things I think is extraordinarily important to remember is that responsibility deals with the here and now. It's a bad idea to live in the past or to allow the past to influence ourselves in any negative way. I mean, most certainly the things that we've done wrong, we learn by them, and so therefore we make good decisions now. But to live in the past would always be a mistake. To yearn for the past, what a waste of time. I mean, come on, get with it. You're living right now. Now, another mistake people can make, which is very, very dangerous, is to live in the future. To always be waiting for something, always to be looking forward to something. Most certainly, we have to have short-term and long-term goals. Everybody knows that. But what I'm saying is that we have a responsibility to live now. We have today. We're not certain we're going to even be alive tomorrow. Doesn't mean that we live as though we're going to be dead tomorrow. In other words, we've got to pay our bills. We've got to plan for the future. But what we have to do is we have to make choices in the here and now that will be positive influences to those around us today and for those of tomorrow. In this world where everything seems to be placed in a subjective element, in other words, what I mean is subjective. Think of the word subject, me. I am a subject. To look at the world and the truths of our faith or whatever we're looking at in a subjective way is to say that I determine personally that particular element's value, that truth, whether or not it's true for me. How many times have we heard that? Well, for you it might be true, but for me, I don't know if I believe it. Well, I'm going to tell you something that you got to know. Truth, faith, these are objective values. In other words, they stand on their own. I mean, I can't take a truth and declare it to be true if it depends upon me. It's something that literally exists without me. It doesn't need me to be true. It doesn't need me to continue existing. Whether I believe it or not, it's still true. Now, for example, when we receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity, when we go to communion, that's the living, breathing Jesus, just pointing it out. There's no bread there, there's no wine there. But when the priest says, the body of Christ, when he's holding up the host, so many people I hear say, I believe. Well, it doesn't depend upon whether you believe it or not. That's the Lord Jesus. So I don't need an affirmation of what's already there. It is an amen, which means so be it. That is true. That is the living, breathing body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. He's the food of our lives. There's objective reality. We do not or should not subjectivize that which is not dependent upon us. And so therefore, what we have to do is we have to look at the articles of faith. We have to look at the truths that surround us. We have to look at what we've been taught as Catholic Christians or as Christians and recognize that we have to conform ourselves to that reality and not expect the objective reality of the truth itself to conform itself to me. Because it doesn't depend on whether or not I accept it or believe it. I have an obligation only to live it. That's it. That's what Christianity is all about. It's living the truths that were revealed by Christ, whether I like it or not, whether I feel good doing it or not. You know, that's another thing that really bugs me. Feel good religion. You want to feel good? Go to your mom's house and eat apple pie. But if you want the truth and you want true joy, which isn't dependent upon the circumstances around us, you can have joy all the time. If you want true joy, if we truly want to be spiritually happy and our well-being taken care of, we have to look to that which is not dependent upon anyone. You and I know very, very well that no one can make us happy in this world. The biggest mistake couples make, for example, oh, she's my happiness, or he's my joy. Oh, please, don't do that to each other. Nobody's job to make you happy. It's your job to make you happy. It's your decision. It's always going to be your decision. You get up in the morning and you make a decision. You choose whether you're going to be happy or miserable. And then, depending on which one you choose, you make other people around you the same way. You want to be miserable, you're going to make everybody else miserable. You want to be happy, you're going to make everybody else happy. It's what we decide to do. These are the choices that we have to make. These are decisions in our lives. But we have to understand that if we attach ourselves to that which changes, then we have no stability. But if we attach ourselves and our hopes and our faith in that which is outside of us, the objective truth, which is Christ Jesus and what he taught, then we have peace. Then we have joy. Then we have a true, solid basis for everything we do. And then nobody can destroy us. Look at Christ. Here's a man who, physically and humanly speaking and socially speaking, was a failure. Everything Jesus did failed, humanly speaking. He picked 12 guys. One of them denied him, one of them betrayed him, one of them ran to him so far. It took him a couple weeks to find him again. And at the time he needed them the most, they ran away. He died like a criminal. He was crucified. He was spit on. He was abused verbally by the intelligentsia of his day. And yet, there is where we find the very victory of the cross. Christ takes failure and human weakness, and he makes it the very essence of our strength. Because when we unite whatever we endure with the truth, in other words, with Christ, then it becomes our strength. It becomes our power. It becomes our salvation. And so let us look at the choices that we make. Let us not dwell too much on the past nor project everything into the future. As it says in Scripture, today is enough to worry about. Live today. Love today. Don't put off to tomorrow what you can do today. And don't live so much in the past that you forget about living now. You know, today is what we've got. Let's embrace it. Let's enjoy life. You know, these are the greatest times in the world to be living in. This is the time that great saints are made. There's so much confusion in the world. Everybody says, oh, if I only had a better time to live in. Personally, I like it. I love it. Because for me, it means that I live fully. Because I see the needs around me. They're clear and precise. And never more in the history of mankind have we needed a clearer idea of what the objective truth is than now. We're in a society that is living solely for the self. And that's what's going to get us in trouble. So let us look to Christ, the objective truth. Let us look to Christ for the truth. He said it. I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. Let's take him at his word. Let's take a look at what he really taught and conform our lives to him, because it can only bring us peace.